Listener warning, everything about this podcast is offensive and often stupid. Be the best podcast like no one ever was. We wanna drink like Drunken Lair and never get a buzz. It's Guys, Gains, and Beer!
Woo! Swing that puppy.
I forgot to put up the other mic today.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Well,
I think we only need one.
You'll just have to live late being quiet like me.
Yep. Well, today we're gonna start as we always do with Beer Court.
We need real sounds for this next week.
Yeah, we'll probably get tagged. Give me a head rub. Fuck you. Anyway. Well, today we have two beers that have...
Well, don't shake them up.
I'm not shaking them.
Cases pending in Wisconsin Supreme Court of Beer, but they have agreed to have their disputes settled right here in our forum. You're watching Beer Court.
Yeah. Well, we had to double up.
What do we got today?
We had to double up, you know.
Let's,
double
yeah, jeopardy. Let's start with... Because
Tom is gone.
Yeah, because Tom's gone.
Yeah, because screw Tom.
Let's start with Wisconsin Dells.
Okay, well... It's from the Wisconsin Dells Brewery Company. And,
what?
Wisconsin Dells Brewery Company.
I didn't even know.
This is Kilbourne Hop Ale. And according to this, it says, in 1842, the first hop farms appeared in Sauk County, and the heart of the hop boom was in Kilbourne City, now Wisconsin Dells. So, hops, they all came from the Dells.
I feel like
Matt,
that's a lie.
Matt, you gotta show him the box.
I did too.
You're Vanna White this week.
Yeah, gotta, yeah,
thanks, Vanna. Gotta shut the Twitch too.
So, put it on both cameras.
I like this. This bottle opener.
It's nice, right?
Heavy. Yeah, it's got some weight.
That's why black people.
See? What the fuck?
See, well, I told you not to
be fair, you were juggling them.
I was juggling it.
He was jostling.
That's not frozen.
My
that's
beer is
foamy.
Just mildly aroused.
What?
It's the pre.
Oh, yeah, Ben had a problem last
when
week.
When you get them aroused, they tend to froth over.
All right. So we're already going for it? I guess Ben's already going for it.
All right.
What? I gotta wait for you?
Travis
guys?
Is getting sexy with this.
Travis over there.
Oh, it's certainly hoppy.
Beerlingus?
Yeah, the hop.
The hop is strong with this one.
Yeah. I haven't even actually tasted this. I just put the bubbles in my mouth.
You've made sweet, sweet love to it. So.
I was going to say that.
It is super hoppy.
I like the hoppy.
Oh, all right, this one's for you, Lair. Yeah.
Lair, I don't like it.
Beer.
But I'm not sure yet.
I also don't love it.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
If you're a hophead, man, this is going to challenge your taste buds. And
it
probably, like, wreck your taste buds the rest of the night. You're just going to taste hop
stings
the rest
the nostrils.
Of it.
You probably should have done the other one first.
Yeah, because mine's light and crisp.
All right.
Well, you know, yeah, maybe.
Let's talk about the second defendant.
Well, we've got Sierra Nevada.
Water all around.
Do you have some crackers to clean my palate?
Maybe a little fresh ginger.
That's what the cookies
were
for.
You can lick the back of one of the posters if you'd like.
Okay, so we've got for our second defendant is Sierra Nevada's Atravez. Their description is, when the sun barrels down and the heat ratchets up,
yeah,
it takes a special sort of beer to tame the temperature. This is our solution to the sultry day. Brewed with native-grown prickly pear, cactus, and a hint of grapefruit, Atravez is our twist on the little-known Gauss, the ultimate thirst-quenching beer.
Wow.
Yeah. Matt, you want to show him your box?
You pointed out that
big box
it
one.
Is...
it's a cactus grapefruit.
They
cactus
made this grapefruit. Sound like the best, most refreshing beer ever, and if it's not, I'm going to be highly disappointed.
I think
it was more like sultry.
I would take two sips first
with
to clear the
Gauss
palate
style
of hops.
Makes sense?
Ghost, Gauss. I don't know how to pronounce that word. It's goose with one less O.
Maybe it's a hop, but this tastes disgusting.
I know. I'm thinking too. I think it's going to take a couple sips to clear.
It's a few sips to clear.
Okay. I'm not getting
a lot. Like watered down vine.
I'm not getting the grapefruit. I'm not getting like any.
Yeah, let's not describe it that way again.
Watered down vomit.
Oh.
That's the hops.
No, it tastes of vomit.
Water. I don't know that it tastes like watered down hobbit, but it is. It is
hobbit.
Hobbit. Watered down hobbit.
It's like hobbit, stew. But with hops in it. So it's hobbit.
Hobbit.
Anyway, hobbit. I don't know that it tastes like watered down vomit, but it definitely doesn't taste like cactus or grapefruit.
Well, I don't
know. When's the last time you had
cactus? It might taste like cactus. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm... Yeah,
I had
I don't
it on
know what
tap,
this tastes
and
like.
On tap, it was significantly better.
This
it doesn't have a lot
sour.
Of flavor, I feel like.
It tastes sour.
I think it's got a lot of flavor. Mm-hmm. It does, I think, sour, yeah.
Yeah, it is a sour.
Well, there's some sourness to
like cheap candy sour.
But not like a good sour. Yeah, not like a good sour.
I think it's good
yeah.
sour.
Yeah, like if you buy sour
it's
candy
sour
with a cheap
like
version,
the,
that's what it
Warheads.
Tastes like.
No, not Warheads, dude. The Korean sour ball thing.
Yeah, like the
those
knockoff.
There,
yeah, a little bit
those
like
those aren't even sour.
They
still like cat
sour.
Pee.
Well, these aren't really... yes,
they
this
smell
is
like
what
cat
this
pee.
Tastes like.
Sour
cat
whoa!
Like
cat when's the last
okay.
time you drank cat
it's
pee?
It's a good
last
cat
night.
It's a good cat pee.
Yesterday.
Purest ingredients.
It was a
finest
night.
Quality.
Shit got weird. I'm at the Powell House, okay?
You
don't even have a cat.
This is America.
You know what? Maybe if we were outside in the 90-degree weather instead of in here in this 70-degree air conditioning, this would make sense.
I feel like this is the only time I'm ever going to say that I prefer the hops.
What, you don't like
I mean,
cat
give
pee?
Me my beer.
So are we going to vote these one at a time? Yeah.
Yeah, we're
two thumbs up for the Wisconsin Dells.
I'm about to start with the Dells. Hop Ale. What's the... What?
It's a niche beer. I'm really leaning towards down. If you really like hops, then go for it.
Yeah, hop, yeah, I'm okay with it.
It's almost all hops. It's
yeah, I'm okay with it.
It's suckling
go
the teat of a
right
hop.
In the middle.
In the middle?
Yeah, hey, because the other one was so bad.
It doesn't say it's not that. So, you know.
It's what? 1, 2, 3 votes down, 1 vote sideways, 2 vote up. It's okay.
Well, so.
Mixed
okay.
bag, depending on your taste. It's a
so,
nice beer.
So, yeah, next time like you hops. Go to the Dells, because it's probably the only place you can get it, you probably can pass that. If
and if not, you're probably not missing
unless you're a hophead.
Unless you're a hophead, so.
All right, so next it's Ortabez, or Ortabez, or Orta, Ortra, or it's a fucking Pokemon, isn't it?
Yep.
Ortra. Ortabez. Yeah, I'm down with it.
I'm going in the middle.
Can I give 2 down?
I mean, you can. No one's going to stop you.
Yeah, it's mostly down to...
Well, wow, this is a real like loser it. Week, man.
That was
all right. Loser
it
week for beer
other,
court.
Yeah.
There's if I wanted a warm weather beer, there's just so many beers I can think of that do the job much better.
That's fair.
I'm gonna bring the beer.
If I wanted like a grapefruit something, I mean, there's plenty of like Gradlers or things like that that are really delicious.
Yeah, I mean,
or you know,
straight up Leinenkugel's grapefruit.
Yeah,
that stuff is good. I like that one.
Again,
Zima.
All right, so
oh,
I know where your palate's at.
Can't get that anymore.
Again, I'm not like. I mean, it's an. It kind of tastes like an ale, but it's like, I don't know if it's the grapefruit like neutralizing it, so you don't get a whole lot of the ale flavor. You're not getting a lot of like grapefruit start or after. Mm. And again, like, I mean, I've never really tried a cactus beer, so I couldn't tell you what that tastes like. But again, it's really, I don't think it's helping the
it
case.
It tastes more like a lager.
It just, it kind of blends everything out. Like,
yeah,
it just
kind of, like
it doesn't really do any one thing. Yeah. Like, I don't get a good strong starting taste. The aftertaste really
agreed.
Isn't there.
Is your thirst quenched,
though? I get a bit
no.
of sourness.
No, because it's beer?
I definitely get a sour note out of it. But...
I knew you were going to say no. I was waiting for it. I was waiting for the word
all right, I'll take a shot for that.
Yep.
It hits. But it's a note.
I don't.
Yeah, the word note.
Yeah.
Notes and tones.
There's sourness to it, but there's no flavor.
But yeah, that's the thing. Like I feel like
what?
If it
sour
was
sour, totally is a flavor.
Sour is not a flavor.
No,
it's a reaction.
Ooh.
Oh dang.
Ooh. It's true. Just like spicy. Just like you know, like spicy.
Yeah, or umami or.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah. Well, no.
Well,
it's
umami.
I would. No, this. That's not where we're going.
Umami.
Yeah, spice isn't like a flavor that your taste buds like.
It's just a sour
is a particular. It's an exact thing your tongue can taste.
Yeah, it's one of like the 4 things your tongue can
but
taste.
But
it's
not
spicy.
It
to be fair.
No,
it's
what it feels, not what it tastes.
No, sour is. We have receptors that specifically.
Yes, but I'm saying it's not
taste
a flavor.
It.
It's just
it is a taste.
It's just a.
What do you call
yeah,
that reaction?
Yeah, something though? Something that triggers your taste buds isn't necessarily a
chemistry.
Flavor.
That's true.
What?
I don't know.
Yeah. Wow. All right.
Okay. All right.
Semantics.
But
regardless, now that we've argued about how taste buds do and don't work, perhaps we should move on.
Okay. The verdict. Wisconsin Dells, Kilbourne Hop Ale, I find you guilty of hoppy hate crimes. You are sentenced to me drinking you because your high alcohol content. I'm
gonna drink you just it. Down the table.
In the case of Ultra V's, I find you guilty of being fucking unpronounceable.
I was gonna say.
And number two, I find you guilty of misuse of sour notes. And the word notes. And indeed having notes.
And goes. What the hell is that even? I don't know.
Yes.
Gauss?
That is
words?
That is crimes. You are unnatural. And I'm sentencing you as well to drinking.
But it is. But it's two letters of what we're talking about. Or at least going to start.
Bailiff!
Over there, huh?
No. It's
bailiff! Whack his pee-pee. That's it. Get him out of here.
It's funny because I feel like the sentence is always the same, regardless of whether or not they're guilty.
Guilty or innocent.
No. A couple weeks ago, he sentenced a beer to being super delicious. So.
And we, but
yeah,
I still drank it. Yes.
Still drank.
We do not question the Supreme Court.
Spoiler alert on it's next life. Week's beer court, it's deemed drinkable.
No, we did
drinkable,
deem one
yet
undrinkable.
Good or bad.
We've hit
oh, yeah, we poured one. Yes.
We poured the emergency beer out.
Yeah, emergency beer. Did
yeah, I was going to say, I always drink it.
The acapella also maybe got
poured. Oh, yeah,
it
did get
out.
Poured as well, as I recall. Yeah,
my chest.
So we have run into a few that are undrinkable.
Yeah. I'm sad to say that Tom did not miss too much this week.
That was a spot on.
Bing! All right, so on to topics. Court is adjourned. God damn,
I
feel
like
that
you
was
just
loud.
Like to bang them.
Yeah, I do like to bang quite a bit.
Seven.
That's why I have a kid. Anyway.
You only have one, though.
Pardon
so.
The boy.
It's true.
Yep, the rest of them. Forget, you know, I'm not even going to say that one. I'm going to let that one go.
Smorsion.
I see you.
You're just getting out of hand quick.
I'm sorry, is that what it rhymes with?
Blown, smover, smash. Okay, yeah, okay, we're done. We're done. We're done.
No,
we are done.
Pokemon smash?
Before I harm the boy more, he has almost made it. I've only got 2 years left.
Until he can leave this house.
Until I can just say my job is completely, absolutely done. I don't want to, like, reach out and just... ruin him.
Throttle
him
more. He's already 16. Right, back to if he was going to get horribly ruined, it would have happened.
That's
like
speaking of whores. I mean.
Like Pokemon!
Yes, like Pokemon. We're going to talk today about two topics related to Pokemon. Our first topic being best Pokemon game you have played. This is an open type of topic, so any Pokemon game is game. Except roleplay, Ben.
I have heard news of people putting up Tinder ads for looking for people to hunt with them and then have sex after. You know.
What?
That's all
yeah!
you.
That's all you.
That sounds awesome.
So, I got multiple battery packs for that.
So,
let's go.
So you're saying, just to be clear, Pokemon Plus
out. It's hashtag poke and bone, yeah.
Oh, I was gonna go with hunt and hump.
The hunt and hump, yeah.
Hunt and hump.
I mean, that's good.
All good titles.
Squirrel means so much more now. Anyway, I am going to start with Larry.
Start with Larry before he gets too drunk.
What? Too late.
I'm woefully underprepared for this, as I'm old.
Okay.
As far as the video game goes itself, I've played approximately 3 minutes in total of any Pokemon game ever.
Open topic, remember.
But because my kid was into Pokemon and they did thankfully produce a Pokemon trading card game, being a Magic fan, I did take to that. That made sense to me.
Oh. Pokemon came out first, didn't it? I mean,
I'm pretty sure.
No. I mean, the Pokemon, maybe the video game did, but certainly not the trading card game.
I think he's right.
Really? Because I had the trading card
Magic, Magic broke the concept.
I remember having a conversation with someone who was like, yeah, I don't know, I was never into Pokemon, but I was already playing Magic, so I looked into the trading
game. Magic came out in 1993 at Gen Con. So that was way before Pokemon. Yeah.
Look at that. Ah, thank you for knowing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I just read this as an encyclopedia.
Yeah, I mean, you know. I know it was Milwaukee.
It was a local event. Magic was a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, I remember playing Pokemon Magic when my kid was like one. So I'm like, no, Pokemon.
Yeah. The reason is like, Jimmy bought me a starter.
No, I really had no idea. A week after it came out.
Yeah, no, I did play that, and the mechanics were decent on it, and it seemed like, you know, you could fare up a game pretty good and stuff, and it was just a lot of fun to play, you know. I did play the board game, you know, but it just wasn't as good
like Pokemon
as
Pokemon Monopoly?
No, it was,
there's a Master.
No, Master Training.
That board game is good.
And it is decent. I didn't hate it, you know, so I can't fit it into the worst Pokemon, you know, because it really wasn't. But the trading card game was just better, in my opinion. You know, it just was more fun. Now, tragic story. You want a tragic story?
I want a tragic story.
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
So,
I'm lit.
So we were playing all stuff. We lived in the apartment buildings and stuff like that. My kid had her card, so she was playing it out at the table in front of our place, and she ran inside, and a kid stole all her cards. It's like, oh, man, and we never went back to it. I offered to build her, you know, get her some new cards and stuff, but no, she was done after her cards. We knew who stole it.
What can you do?
I already got that shit.
Tragedy! It's tragedy.
Just a note to our YouTube viewers and our listeners
don't steal cards
abroad on the podcast. If you're missing part of the conversation, it's because we're in chat on Twitch. But you can go to our old episodes and view them on Twitch with the commentary, because we do display the commentary on the screen at www.twitch.tv/guysgamesandbeer. It's mostly abuse anyway, so don't really worry about it.
Humping vacuum cleaners,
but yeah, there was the vacuum cleaner porn that was posted the one time, but
true story.
Yeah, you know, and I thought it was hilarious, and Tom was mad because I was encouraging bad behavior. But god dang, that was a
for me
messed up video.
Pokemon wise, has to be Gen 2 Silver, because not only was it a huge step up from the original Pokemon games. I mean, the original Pokemon games, I definitely bought Red. I remember going to Target and saved up, like, allowance money for weeks. It's one of those games, you know, you grew up with and you grew up very fondly with. But I remember specifically going down to Illinois, and there's a place called Mitchell Marketplace, which was a grocery store, and they had restaurants, and they also had a book/game store. And I found a copy of Pokemon Silver in Japanese, and I immediately, like, knew I had to have it. So I bought it, and I played the crap out of it. And again, it was a Pokemon game, so it was pretty simple to learn, but everything was in Japanese. So it was like learning the night and day cycles, the clock, the, you know, Pokemon communicator. Because it was like before anybody else had it, and I had no idea. I was a kid. I was like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. But, and then again, it was like when Pokemon was very, pretty uncool. So, and it was also in Japanese, so elementary school kids were like, I don't give a fuck. Like, it's in Japanese, it's totally useless. But I remember sinking, like, hundreds of hours into that game. And it has a fond place in my heart, because you got to have a whole new Pokemon adventure and then still go back to the Kanto region. So, and it was like having two games on one. It was absolutely fantastic. So, I definitely have to say Gen 2 really stepped up the game. And I don't think... I've played plenty of other Pokemon games since then, but that one's got a special place in my heart.
It was still on the basic...
on the regular Game Boy
Game
Color.
Game Boy?
Yeah.
Nice.
I thought it was just whoever.
Yeah.
Oh, is it? Okay.
I meant,
I thought we
it's
were going
free for all.
I'm sorry.
As long as we're behaving, it's a free for all.
Gotcha.
Sorry, I'm going to inject an only slightly related topic. When you remember when the puppy game came out for the DS, the,
yes!
the dogs game? I got game Jonah.
Ten dogs.
I got so you good. Couldn't get it in the US, so I bought Jonah the Japanese version.
So good. You'd make your dog fetch frisbees and stuff.
Yeah.
But real frisbees?
No.
Well, yeah, he was throwing them.
Just wing the DS across the room.
Go get it, boy!
Just out of curiosity.
Vibrate back to you.
I know you later on actually study Japanese. Do you think you got anything out of
playing Pokemon?
Reading the text in another language?
Yeah, I mean, like, again, it was some of it was in English, so they had, like, the menu stuff. Some of it, like, the abbreviations and stuff were English. And again, you saw, like, recurring characters, but I was so young at the time, so really, no. Yeah. I mean, like, looking back now, I'd be like, oh, yeah, you know, you can understand, because it was katakana, a lot of it, so it was just like, all right, translates to, you know, items, or, you know, it's pretty simple words. So, but,
which I still wouldn't get.
But,
I actually think being really young doing that would probably be a jumping point if you
but not you if know. You don't have any, like, context.
Yeah.
For it. It's not context.
But it was but a jumping, like, point for him because he later went, you know.
That's
but, like,
what I'm saying.
It's one thing,
you know,
if
I wonder,
like,
if it wasn't
it.
Easier.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it might,
but
yeah.
I think it's different, like, looking
seeing
at a character.
Strength, yeah.
Especially, like, it's not, like, the alphabet, like, the English alphabet. So
yeah, something completely for it. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that would be pretty
and
hard
again,
to pick up.
Being so young and everything, is like, I saw reoccurring things. I was like, okay, you know. Like, this is potion, and this is potion with something in front of it. You know, this is probably,
yeah,
you know,
hyper potion,
super potion, whatever. But Max. Again, without much context and being very young, it really was just kind of trial and error for the most part.
Could find out it was like butt potion or something like that. It wasn't good.
Butt plug.
Butt plug potion.
Butt plug.
I can see how that you could do it because I ordered a Blu-ray out of Germany on the Amazon Germany site. And
Germany.
It was going to keep all their germs.
It's a black market of where you can get a biological weapon.
Welcome
to the Jamboree.
Out of Germany.
West Germany.
And East Germany.
You know,
we also have a Blu-ray section.
I don't
go see Klaus.
I don't speak German or read German, but based on the fact that Amazon has the same Jeez, layout... For things,
right.
I was able to actually order
based
on
way
the
link.
Yeah, because sure. All the, you know, I figured, okay, that's probably the buy button. That's probably the, you know. So I can see how that can kind of work.
I really wish I would have hooked up the mic because my commentary for that. Larry doesn't know German, but he buys a lot of bondage gear.
I was going to say, this German video that he bought.
The Blu-ray player plays his Blu-ray.
Most of the people in this room have watched the video I bought that day.
Whoa!
Yeah.
German
like
Blue
a clockwork orange.
Yes. You weren't supposed to tell Justin.
Dang.
So I'm going to throw this one out there. I'm saying it's the best Pokemon game, but it's the best Pokemon game for the Monopoly series.
Yes!
Pokemon Monopoly was
you kinda stole
the
mine, but that's
shit.
Okay.
Wait. Video best game or straight board version?
Board,
dude. They don't come out. I don't think they came out with a Pokemon.
I don't know. Monopoly.
Monopoly.
See,
Monopoly or
Monopoly
are whores.
No, Monopoly is shit. It's a piece of shit. I hate Monopoly, but I loved Pokemon Monopoly. It was the only Monopoly I would play as a child.
Like, you get the doubles, and then actually it's special rules for each of the different types of doubles. And just like, it was just a solid one.
Plus the little like pieces were so cool because
they're adorable.
So it was like a Pikachu. So instead of being the race car, everybody fought over being Pikachu.
Fuck it, I was Chansey.
Chansey was cool.
Chansey.
Yeah, Chansey will fuck your shit up, dude.
Poliwhirl was cool. Poliwhirl was in there, wasn't he?
Might have been Poliwrath.
Yes, you've been
nerd.
Chartle.
Chartle.
So he's like making him up.
Chartle.
He's just making him up.
Making him up.
Added into my
it's just
with
War
the
Turtle with a monocle.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Hello, sir.
It's like after he evolves one more time into Mr. Peanut.
When he becomes. You know, Justice on point. MVP.
Oh, man.
Well, I mean, he turns from a grass ground type.
Shoot you with planters.
Yeah.
Special ability is peanut allergy.
Sure.
Double damage of all peanut attacks.
It's not your Pokemon didn't fade, he swelled up and eaten.
They had to add revival by the game.
You're going to need to go out and catch another one of these because he's not okay.
Coming back. Sorry, bring an EpiPen?
Because you're fucked.
Because you're fucked. Do you have an EpiPen? No? Then he's got it.
Potion's not going to work on this one.
Oh, man.
I want to throw out, I don't know if it's the best Pokemon game, but it was my favorite when I was a child, was Pokemon Stadium. Loved Pokemon Stadium. Mm-hmm. It was just fun. And the mini games were amazing. There was that little sushi one where you had to...
The
Lickitung. Like, that one was my favorite. Again, I was a child, so if I went back and played it, it might not be that great.
I legitimately bought an N64.
All right, who's in turtle?
That was so good. I was going to also say Pokemon Stadium.
I love Pokemon Stadium.
Because you could upload your Pokemon into the game or whatever, and I think just when you're a kid, to see them in like that sort of on a big
3D,
you know, 3D on a big screen or whatever, so it was like, I still play it now, but I don't have like a Pokemon game or an uploader, so they're all like the generic stock ones, so they're all like level 40 or whatever, but like when back in the day when you could put your actual Pokemon in there and they had the moves and all that shit, it was pretty awesome.
That was an N64 game, right?
It was an N64, yeah.
And they had it at the McDonald's too, right?
And they had for a while they had them at
McDonald's. Oh, those kiosks! Talking about those before, video game kiosks. Those were so awesome.
I went to a McDonald's that had the play place, and they had those.
When Ben's parents wouldn't let us stay at his house, we just go to McDonald's and play video games.
we were talking about this earlier.
Show them.
And there's a bit of the sort of Pokemon craze interaction stuff that the Pokemon Go has sort of revived, like having a station in a McDonald's or having a station in a Pokemon Snap we talked about earlier. You could rent and you could print out your pictures at Blockbuster and stuff. And some of the Go has been sort of like that. You know, it sort of brings some of that back of like, you know, this sort of cultural experience, you know, which has been kind of, I think, kind of fun.
Yes, except when you get run over.
Yeah, don't get run over trying to catch a Pokemon.
Yeah, I mean, it happened.
One of the things I saw on Facebook was like two people fell off a cliff, and I'm like, are they Wile E. Coyote? Like, what the fuck? Where are these cliffs?
You really
in
are
in California.
But like, who? Come on.
They were hiking. In Devil's Lake.
Anybody who knows
that. Are that dumb? A Pokemon didn't make them dumb.
No, it did not.
At one point, they were going to fall off a fucking cliff.
They were hiking in Devil's Lake, and they got slightly distracted. All
right, we already had this as a pre-show discussion on
Twitch. Oh, sorry.
It was already the pre-show discussion. But yes, we all did decide that you were going to die anyway.
Yeah.
Something bad was going to happen to you.
This is just...
It was a catalyst.
Supplying your ability to kill yourself.
It just sped it up for the rest of us.
Right.
You know, like...
It got you out of the gene pool. Really.
Exactly.
So, basically, you're calling for a culling of the herd, huh?
Darwinism.
I'm a big fan of that.
I am, too.
It doesn't happen enough, actually. All right.
But not by way of purge, because I got to tell you what, that just seems like you would just be left with a-holes. That would...
Yeah. How
would that be a good thing?
I didn't say that I wanted...
That wouldn't be a good thing.
That's why it's called
natural
selection.
Poke Purge. That would have been such a good title for this episode if I didn't already do the cover. Yeah. Usually I do the covers after, but I knew I was going to be lazy this week. Mm-hmm. I had an extra day off, so.
Oh, there you go.
All right, how about it, Jonah? Best Pokemon game?
Mine was probably Fire Red. Because that's the one I grew up with, but I probably would have said Colosseum if I would have won that tournament at MGC.
Yeah, they had a ringer though. That was that was somebody from the fuck you Pokemon podcast, by the way. It was a member of the Pokemon podcast won it. Why was it
like
we don't even allow our own people?
Wait a minute. And they were running the tournament, so right?
They were running the tournament. Yeah. And they were playing in the tournament.
And she had like a 15-year advantage.
I thought you guys were running it, and I was not in it.
Classic faux pas rules. If you're running a tournament, none of your people are eligible.
Yeah. That's like the same thing like if you enter a contest at like work for the public, you know, like
none of your people are eligible.
Even even our lousy podcast does not do crap like that. I mean, even our giveaways and everything else.
Even we have integrity.
Even we, well, not much, but I mean, we have that kind of integrity. By the way, big giveaway coming up. Like, a big giveaway is coming up. Okay. We're going to announce that one next week.
It's a grapefruit.
It's just crappy beer.
It's grapefruit 45.
It's a Roomba.
Oh, it's good. That'd
be a good giveaway.
That would be a good giveaway.
Okay, I'll take a Roomba.
I kind of want a Roomba.
I'll take a Roomba.
That was going to be disappointing when it's not a Roomba.
Sorry, you're part of the podcast.
Everyone's going to be sad, but it's not a Roomba.
You might. Go, Jonah.
Thanks a lot, Jonah.
You might be able to trade the prize for a used Roomba.
For a used Roomba.
On Craigslist.
It's worth some money, and it's from a partner that we've worked with before and had it fall to shit. But they're back. We're back with them, and we're working it out this time. It's a good one. It's
that's really good. The relationship's
super
going
super awesome.
It's going to work out this time,
I swear. Had a couple rough dates.
Chance improved.
We've had a couple rough dates.
You did not sell that very well.
They've really changed.
Yeah, we'll change that.
It's like you was gonna say, you just made it sound like you're on again, off again girlfriend.
No, at least last time until the next.
I think that's fair enough.
No, I think they're really saying that about us.
No, it really is.
That's true. That's probably
like you're not sure which one's the problem. It's probably you.
Right.
Yeah, that's probably true. All right, how about it, Matt, Tisha?
I also really, really love Gen 2, but my favorite memories are playing Pokemon Red, the original one, on a Game Boy Color in my friend Brian and Ames' backyard when it was like 95 degrees outside.
Because your parents wouldn't let you have one?
Right. So we would just like trade off the Game Boy and play his game together. It was awesome.
It was a good time when you did that stuff.
Running around the Safari Zone and catching stuff there is...
I'm a little surprised that the Advance got no love.
I never had any Game Boy, and...
He chose Fire Red, which is...
Yeah, that's Advance.
That is
Advance.
Okay.
Yeah, it's different than regular Red.
Yeah, the Fire Red
well,
and...
Well, he said the original,
Fire Red and Leaf Green.
Leaf Green are really good. They're really good remakes, and Soul Silver and Heart Gold are really dope, too. Again, I have no... Nothing... Like, I love playing Heart Gold and Soul Silver, because it's, like, the second gen, but better. Yeah. Like again, but I just had no. It's and it's got that's the first generation where you can have the first Pokemon in your party follow you behind you.
Mm.
See, like walk around with like a Steelix behind you or something. It's really fun.
This is a really hard topic because, I think the next topic's gonna be hard because as a Pokemon fan,
there's not a lot
and
of
a
bad.
Game like
oh,
I
will
every
name
single,
one.
I got one. Had I have one too, but I had every single Game Boy like when it came out because I was a nerd and
was.
what do you mean? You didn't have any friends. The regular Game Boy, the Game Boy Color, the Game Boy Advance.
Then the Advance came out, and then the SP came out, and then the DS. And I always traded mine in to get the new one. And I always had the newest Pokemon game because I was a child, and that was big. And they were all good. They were all good.
That's why you didn't
That is because you did not have the right system to have a really bad Pokemon game.
I always had Game Boys because, again, I was a child.
Oh,
so.
There's some bad ones, though. Okay,
I do have a bad one to name.
Should we talk about those?
We will in a minute.
We're not ready yet.
I have a name. I think
Ben,
I'm done.
Ben still hasn't said his, right?
Ben did his.
Yeah, everybody did theirs.
Yeah, the Pokemon Monopoly.
Oh, yeah, Monopoly. Sorry.
Yeah, he stole yours.
I've got a pretty bad Pokemon game.
Your pocket.
No, all right, I'm going to do mine. Mine's mostly due to short attention span syndrome. I did actually like Red a lot. That was a pretty good game. I also played, what was the first DS one?
Soul
I played
Silver.
That one for a while. Thank you. I liked that one quite a bit, but I sat down, I would play them in one session, and I'd say, God, this game's great. And then, boom, I'd never go back. I'd, like, get stuck on something else. So, Pokemon Snap... I ran into that long after it was released because I never owned an N64 during that time period. I actually ran into it on the Wii as a virtual game.
Oh, sure.
And I loved that game to death. Yeah. In fact, the whole family was playing it. Darlene was playing it. Jonah was playing it. We were all just like taking turns playing it. I loved it. I just think it's not real Pokemon. I mean, but it is a cute little game.
Well, no, and, I think it's real Pokemon.
Yeah,
it's
but just, you know what I mean. It's not an
it's
RPG.
It's one of those ones where it's where those Poke jobs come out. Like, oh, I'm really a Pokemon breeder. I'm a Pokemon trainer. I'm a Pokemon this. I'm a Pokemon that.
No, you're a Pokemon this
was,
picture taker.
He was like a Poke journalist or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was from the show. And, like, that was his gig, was he wanted to always just, like, capture the Pokemon just in image.
I don't...
So I think it is totally a legit Pokemon
I don't game, think there's been another game quite like it, where you're just trying to... there was a PlayStation game that was a little bit like it, with a camera, where you're trying to take pictures.
Oh, was that... it was a horror game.
Yeah.
Final Frame.
Thank you. Fatal Frame.
Yes, I was going to say...
But Pokemon Snap, I thought, was just fun.
You were there. You were
I was there.
Yeah.
We screamed a lot.
All right, you bring it up. Now you got to tell me what that is
funny
about.
Funny story,
I never
this
heard
is
of
actually my
game.
Worst one.
Really?
That was on the list of my
worst it's also on my list of the
because
worst
because I...
We'll talk about it later.
We'll talk about it later.
Momentarily.
I was going to say, are we
momentarily.
Minutes from now.
45 seconds from now. As long as we just keep delaying it, it'll be longer.
That's true.
Yeah, I had to go look up mine real quick.
Sorry.
What is the other game that you were referring to? You're taking
Fatal Frame?
Yeah.
So Fatal Frame was a game where you were a paranormal investigator and you kept going into haunted places to try to capture paranormal activity. So it was a game where you spent most of the time looking through, kind of like in Pokemon Snap over here, looking through a lens. So it was like a little RPG where you kind of like wandered around and like collected items and different haunted places and all that other stuff. And then you had to take photos of ghosts, and then it would make you pee your pants because.
So it was kind of a blend of Pokemon Snap and Resident Evil.
Yeah, actually, that's a perfect.
And what system was it?
Example.
PlayStation
1, and then also maybe I think they made
Xbox.
A couple of them.
Yeah,
because I had one. I played Fatal Frame 3 on Xbox, so they made it for a couple of years.
When are you guys hunting again?
But
always.
I'm going always right ready. After this.
Same.
Because I have a lucky egg that I really want. Because
the Kenosha Pier is a gold mine, and I'm already halfway there.
Did you save up all your
so I might as well just go since I'm already down here.
I just need to go for food first.
I also have a drowsy I need to evolve. Yeah. I hatched a Diglett today.
Wow.
A Diglett. Wait, what level?
Wow.
I'm just got to level 9.
Wow.
Yes, I'm above someone.
Chio.
Man, what level are you?
18. Higher than you.
Oh my god.
Come on, Scrub.
Everyone's higher than me.
Jonah is.
No, I'm totally 14. Definitely higher than you.
I'm 14. I work downtown though, so sometimes I just sit at my desk and play Pokemon because all the Pokestops are right around me.
That's what I do at the airport. Mm-hmm. I have a gym and a Pokestop at my desk.
Nice.
I don't have
awesome.
Either of those at work or home. So it's been my determination to just go out and play like crazy.
Gee, all work is not a Pokemon hotspot?
No.
All work and no Pokestops.
I'm sorry, it's that game is skewed.
On a Wisconsin Avenue.
Pokemon Go is skewed towards people who live in more urban areas.
Mm-hmm. Can you go to that
if you can sit in your house or at work or...
You like travel
you know, sit somewhere and hit the Pokestop every 5 minutes just by sitting around, you're naturally going to have more items.
There's just so many in like that area.
And wild Pokemon don't spawn in the country, so...
Yeah, I mean at our job site.
Oh.
Yeah, the closest one, like,
I didn't know whether
way.
You traveled
in
your job or not, whether you're just...
Usually
work.
No,
oh,
but
I
yes,
see.
Just downtown.
No, but traveling with your job, it's... I do a lot of ride-along, where it's just like,
oh,
I'm sitting shotgun.
Awesome.
I miss
that's
Daisy.
Why your level is
Daisy.
So high.
No, I can't play in the box truck. My phone is a little bit too slow. I have a Samsung.
And a drifting GPS.
Yeah, a drifting
GPS.
Yeah,
that's what I've heard. I've heard yours is not
it's an
super set up for it.
4 or whatever.
Isn't that good,
my
though,
GPS
if you're
is
sitting?
Pretty good.
It's good if you're standing still.
It's good if I'm standing still, but I move too fast in the truck, and it's like...
It's all jacked up.
Yeah.
For those of you just joining us, this is Pokemon Go Talk.
Sorry, I just went there.
No, it's fine. I tried to talk about Pokemon Snap. I was cut off. I tried to talk about Pokemon Go. I'm cut off.
Sorry.
Well, I'm just going to sit here in silence.
I said you can talk about Pokemon
Snap. We're going to share it in a minute.
Oh, 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 that was good.
Yeah.
That was good.
I got hands for you.
Ninja.
He got lucky.
So
hell yeah, it did.
Are we talking about a Pokemon Go, or are we talking about the worst?
All right, now we are talking about worst Pokemon game. We'll start with Larry again.
What?
Where's Paul Mike's shot?
These are the same. Ben. It's the best in
world. No, I kind of mentioned this earlier. I don't have a ton of Pokemon experience, and the couple things that I did do with Pokemon, they were okay.
You don't. You can't talk about.
So yeah. So no.
Fuck.
But no, I played the card game. I played the board game. They were both all right. They were both enjoyable games. So I don't have a worst really. So that's where I'm at.
All right, I'll go with my worst. Pokemon Snap.
Ah, yes.
Go fuck yourself. Oh, no.
The only reason Pokemon Snap gets a worst, and I've got another one too, is it took, 8 hours to beat? 100%
Oh, it's too short?
It was way too short.
It's barely anything.
Totally my attention span. That's why
I right, and that's why you left. Right, exactly.
But yeah, I think we rented it from Blockbuster one night and just busted it out in one night.
Good thing you rented it.
As a child, it was like awesome. It was like, oh, this is so cool.
It was at the height of the Pokemon craze.
So it was cool. But then, like, looking back, I'm like, that was lame. Like, why?
I think even after we beat it, it was just like, what? That's it?
Yeah.
Like, that's all this game is. Right. It's like, so you run through each map like 4 or 5 times, and then you've got everything, and you've bested it.
I agree.
And you don't feel like there was replayability?
No, none.
No, there isn't reality.
The only thing cool about that game was the kiosk. I'm sorry.
The kiosk. Being
able to print out your own Pokemon stickers.
That was cool.
Another one I have for the limited content is the Pokemon trading card game for the Game Boy.
That game was dope. Don't even.
That game was dope. But I feel like I could add more cards.
Fuck you. There was only the first set out. It was a Game Boy game, and it was good, and it was funny.
Okay. This is getting awkward.
By the time I got to it, it wasn't... We were already playing the trading card game at such a level where it's just like, but I feel like this is only Gen 1. Like, I want more cards.
When you were a kid and you couldn't fucking afford all the booster packs, it was a great way to play the game.
As a kid who just exploited the Toys R Us Sunday morning card games, I did have enough to get booster packs, though. Because we just exploit their tournaments.
To your other point, and the Snap, I can understand where a short play time on something that you spent 50, 60 bucks on.
No, we rented it, and we beat it.
You rented it. You smartly rented it, but there were lots of people that bought it.
Sure.
Right. And I could see being pretty pissed off. Sure. It was a 4-hour time.
I think your age probably has a lot to do with it, too, because when you're younger, you have a lot of time to play.
Yeah, we had Friday night.
I didn't play until I was like 30, and it's like, I don't have any time. Woohoo! Just got it done. Felt like, wow, that was really special. I got done with it. I think you have a legitimate point that it was too short, but for the amazingly busy crowd, that isn't so bad of a thing.
Yeah, be able to knock a game out.
Right, being able to knock a game out at a time in my life where I just did not have time to do it. I mean, I was going to school.
Thanks,
I was
working Jonah.
Full time.
You were old.
I had a kid. What?
Sure.
You the ruined age you. I was.
No, but think about it. You were like 10.
Right, exactly.
The rest of us were 10, so we had nothing but time to play Pokemon.
Right, exactly. And I had no time.
Yeah, but think about Christmas, right? Okay, so Christmas is coming, and this kid has been talking to you about this game for like 2 months now. You buy it, they open it, everyone's excited, and like by New Year's, they're already like, aren't you going to play that game? No, we're done.
See, Larry gets it.
It's like, no!
I totally understand what you're saying.
Right, because it was an N64 game back then was expensive.
Yes!
They're still expensive.
Some of them.
Same. Yeah, they're still
I still have all my old my old N64 games, so I guess I don't know.
Shadow of the Empire? Cost.
Yeah.
I sold all my shit off, which was disappointing.
That's my favorite game for
me. We had like 3 N64s.
Yeah. 3 or 4, yeah. I think you have 3.
That is shocking.
And a bunch of
games. A lot of those probably, a lot of like the same games, because it was like you have to...
Because you get married and you combine
your Nintendo 64.
Yeah, well, then you should only ever have 2. But you somehow have more than two.
I had 2 when we got together.
So who are you stealing your game systems from?
I had all of the game system. Justin had like a Xbox.
Super Nintendo.
He had
Super Nintendo. And a Super Nintendo.
Did you have the GameCube still?
GameCube.
Yeah.
Stop talking shit.
We don't have a GameCube. We use the Wii.
We have GameCube. It's in the basement.
Oh, I didn't know
I
that.
Moved it there.
Okay, well,
never mind.
Thank you.
It's holding up the
first. We have a GameCube wall going.
Yeah. This is not a GameCube in my room. I have two GameCubes.
Sorry, we...
in my room.
Can right. we not drag out your dirty laundry right here?
All over the good folks of Twitch.
For my,
Hey, at least it's video game dirty laundry.
It's technically a Pokemon game, but it's technically also not a Pokemon game. It's going to be Pokemon Go 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 for the Sega Genesis. It's a bootleg. It is a crappy reskinned of like some Chinese platformer Genesis bootleg.
Sounds like the best Pokemon game.
Oh my god, they would be on the Commodore 64 too.
It would be great if it wasn't like inoperable. Like it just constantly glitched out, the game would crash, or like you'd walk through it and then you just fall through the ground. Or it's actually kind of hilariously bad, at least. At least it's like so bad that you laugh at it. But
and no one is.
No real entertainment value past a couple of minutes of like, oh, this is funny because it's so dumb. But yeah,
kind of like our podcast.
I was gonna say kind of like Ben.
Oh. Does anybody? Oh, real quick side note. Does anybody remember the Pokemon Yellow Surfing Pikachu mini game?
Yes.
Wait.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Yeah. So if you
no,
I forget exactly what you had to do. I don't know if it was to complete your Pokédex. There were some steps you had to take. But there, in Pokémon Yellow, was a mini game that you could actually. It was almost kind of like an Excite Bike style, but you were surfing as Pikachu and you'd like hit the waves and do tricks.
I love mini games. Mini games are like my favorite. Sometimes I like.
So you're really a Wario Land.
I never played Wario.
It's well, all mini. It's all
it's
mini
so
games.
Great.
WarioWare.
WarioWare. Yeah. WarioWare. Wario Land. Yeah, WarioWare was a.
Don't point your finger at me.
Sorry, WarioWare.
I think I played
WarioWare. Yeah, it was a Game Boy game that was actually really good.
It was all mini games, though.
No, that's WarioWare. WarioWare.
That's the one I
WarioWare.
Played.
Still excellent game, though.
WarioWare is still good. Yeah, and WarioWare, Shake It is for the Wii, and it's made by Treasure.
Pretty sexy, too.
I love Treasure. They make great games. Anyway.
I'm going to throw mine out. What the heck? I'm going to go in order.
Come on. Yeah.
That Pokemon Trozai game. Mm-hmm. It was a fucking Match 3 Pokemon game. Fuck you. Fuck you, Nintendo, you sellout bastard.
Yeah, just cashing out on that. Yeah.
Yeah, really? You think that's bad? Oh, let's Match 3 fucking Pikachu, shall we? Shall we just match
like
them?
Like Candy Crusher Pokemon.
Yeah, right? that's excellent. Candy Crush Pokemon. Exactly.
They were cashing in on the craze, man. Yeah.
It was like bad. And it's like, it came out, I think, before the DS version, the real DS version of Pokemon. So, like, everybody's gearing up for a new, like, RPG, and then they just, like, sell you this piece of crap Pokemon game that has nothing to do with Pokemon.
Booty!
Couldn't they call it Dr. Mario? Couldn't they have made it into a Dr. Mario game? Yes, they could have, but they wouldn't have sold as many units to Illusion children at Christmas. Let's go back to your little Christmas tree. Little Billy. Poor little Billy.
It's getting shit on
his jammies. He runs downstairs. Oh, it's Pokemon!
What the hell?
Yeah, right? And little Billy runs away.
And then yells, Grandma, you suck!
And then becomes a male child hooker because you bought him that crap.
And
a meth addict.
Okay.
If that was true, Rob, I would be a hooker and a meth addict because I got horrible gifts when I was little.
Rob, do you need to talk to somebody about some stuff that happened in the past?
No, I enjoyed it.
Okay.
I didn't want my son. That's why I never bought my son that game because I did not want him to become a child meth addict hooker. And look. He is not a child meth addict hooker.
Thank you. Must have worked.
I succeeded.
Must have worked.
Qualifiers.
He has his license
He's
now.
He's only got
he
two
go
more
out
years.
He
and then
wants.
He could be an adult meth addict hooker and nobody would care.
No, that's all right.
No one will give a shit if he's an adult meth
His business, then.
That's right. Come on, Laura.
She already said.
Can you
say,
be child meth
I cannot. Literally, Ben stole both of my games tonight, of the best and the worst.
This feels so good. Welcome back to the show. You suck.
You have a new nickname. Swiper.
But like I said before,
no, I'm Sino.
The hard one, this is the hard one because I liked all of the Pokemon games because, again, aww, I was a child, so it was kind of like...
Yeah, even though it's the Go...
Yeah, what, even that...
That thing? Game, it was probably kids were excited about just because I had licensed this Pokemon.
I don't know if I played Pokemon at that point.
It's probably for the best. It was on. It was a DS
game. DS game. It was the gap. It was like you know around the time like when DS games were black and white. And
I did. I don't think I ever played that game, so I can't speak to that one. Yeah, but I would say Snap only because it was like as a child, I think it was cool because you could print out your pictures, which is cool. But looking back, it's like who cares? Like just get some Pokemon stickers, man. Like.
Well, they weren't yours. You didn't take those photos.
Yeah.
You didn't align them pixels.
You didn't take those crappy photos.
And then get them printed out.
And like, there is some sweet psychology to it.
And like, no, it was bad. It was bad.
So. I've only played it a little bit, but I remember not thinking that it was very good. But it's a Nintendo 64 game that you actually have. And it's called Pokemon Puzzle.
I love Pokemon Puzzle!
It's just like a Pokemon version of
it's like Dr.
Mario.
Mario.
Like Mario Party, kind of.
Maybe.
I'm saying.
So it's a puzzle game, and
it's
they
just a bunch
stuck
of
some pictures of
but then all the
Pokemon
characters
on
are
it.
Oh, okay.
Pokemon.
Better or worse than Hey You Pikachu?
Ooh, I forgot about
Hey You Pikachu.
I completely forgot about
maybe
that.
It's Hey You Pikachu.
Oh, God, yeah, fuck you, Pikachu. See, that was the,
You'd also get really upset if you said Sony or PlayStation and it electrocute.
I forgot all about that.
N64, it was like Seaman, where you had like a little digital pet. It's like a Tamagotchi on your N64.
It might actually be that, actually. Yeah.
I forgot all of... Can I change my answer?
Is that the one
where
you can talk to Pikachu?
Yeah.
Oh, I played that at McDonald's. That game sucked. That was mine. I didn't know the name
The other
of
one
it.
I was going to say, not because I was inherently bad, but because it got you no respect from other people, was after Pokemon Red, which was the first one I had, but it was like shared, right? It was like... We only had one Game Boy, and like my brother would play a little bit of it, or I would play it, or whatever.
Yeah.
What is up
and
with all
only
of you,
one
like, sad children?
So
only
then, when I got my own Game Boy Color, or whatever, my own Game Boy Color, I got Pokemon
life.
Yellow.
Okay. Oh, whoa! Right,
and
right,
while
right.
It is basically the same as red, green, or blue, it just gets you no respect from anyone else because they're like, yellow? What do
that,
you
no, actually, yellow is better because that's
yellow's
like you
awesome.
Fucking play on hard mode.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like, oh, you start with a
but
Pikachu,
people...
have fun fighting Brock, you
right.
son of a bitch.
But that's everybody else just thinks that you, because it came out like at the height of like the popularity of the cartoon show.
Yeah.
So everybody just thinks like,
and
oh, you love
Pikachu. Like,
Pikachu. And you're like, no, it was just the one in
the
store.
Vanilla's the best because it's got of the Gen 1 because A, it's got more content.
Yes.
B, it's fucking harder.
It is hard, but it gets you no respect from anybody though. Other kids on the playground, they're playing red, green, and blue. They're like, "What do you have? Yellow? Get the fuck out of here."
You know what's funny? I was sitting there thinking, why is nobody mentioning yellow?
Yellow's not bad.
Yellow's not the worst. We're talking about the worst here, all right?
Yeah. But
and
yellow's not the worst.
But
that
poor,
is the worst experience.
But it gets you no respect.
Game Boy with my sister. Like,
none.
You guys live sad.
Hard times in the powerhouse.
I'm just saying. I grew up very poor and I got my own Game Boy.
Yeah, well...
Sorry, all of us can't be a princess and get what we want.
That,
some of us
that
just
hard
have
life.
To share everything. Be,
did video you have to share
based.
Your Game Boy?
I didn't have a Game Boy.
My sister didn't
you know
like
what I did? I stole my older brother's. And then I
see Shannon had a Game Boy. I had Pokemon, but he would play whatever he liked on it. And I would never get
Game
to play.
Yeah, not all
so
of us.
So like I had red,
like
but
I said,
I don't think I beat it.
Pretty poor, and I still had my own Game Boy.
La di da, princess. Comment.
I'm okay with that.
How about it, Jonah?
So mine's up. Yeah, Hate You, Pikachu. I played it at McDonald's.
Hey, fuck you, Pikachu.
I was running around that little playhouse thing, come down and I see Pokemon and I'd be like, sweet. And then I just looked at Pikachu.
Only Pikachu, yeah.
There's
a whole lot you can do in that game.
Yeah, wasn't it just a weird virtual pet?
It was literally just Pikachu. Yeah, it was just like,
hey, Pikachu, go pick up that apple.
Hey, Pikachu, electric. Something.
Yeah.
Cool.
Hook my nipples up to a car battery.
Dude, he totally would be
gently electrify my testicles.
I needed him Sunday.
Gentle buzz
just
of
like
a
nine
volt.
Yeah, exactly.
Mouth.
I was at a rock concert and I ran my
now that we
car
both
battery.
Said the exact same thing at the same time.
I bet I'm out of car.
All right.
So how about it, Matt?
Matt disengaged
really
hours ago.
I really play a lot of Pokemon games enough to really have one that I hate. Because my childhood was kind of sad. When it came to video games. But probably Pokemon that I like the least is Pokemon Snap. because.
Good call, Matt.
Because you just wanted to catch him and you couldn't.
Right, I wanted to catch him.
But you could hit him with apples and rocks and some other shit.
You could, like, agitate them.
So that they could do something.
The real sad part was that it is a 4-hour game, but.
It took 60 doing it. It's a real sad.
The
good news is you can get it really cheap, and it looks great on an upscaler.
Is that literally the same island that Donkey Kong is? Because it sure looks like it.
In general, like,
we really need to get an upscaler.
I'm sorry, it is a horrible retro console.
What is?
I don't think they paid another artist. That is Donkey Kong Country's Island.
Again, because I was a child.
Wow, that totally is.
It's also,
I never noticed that. Holy shit, they straight up stole that.
It's also probably the same island as, like, A Link to the Past and everything else.
Yeah, they just, like, that one never paid another artist for an island ever.
Nintendo has to make the most money as possible.
Yep, that is their history.
Yep. I love Nintendo, though.
You want to take us out,
Ryan? Yep. I'm taking us out. And we'll...
He's looking at a child's butt on a
video. Next week, we'll be talking about the the nuance of HDMI upscaling in gaming. No, we won't.
Because we're talk not about that for hours.
We're not here to
there
learn.
There are better podcasts for that.
We're not here to be good.
That's right. What? Just here.
Just here.
What was that?
We're entertaining. We're mildly entertaining.
It's been an hour.
What is that, we're like 7:45?
Your once a week best friend.
7:24.
Not even 7:30.
Well.
What?
Nothing.
Exactly.
All right, well. You have survived yet another episode of Guys, Games, and Beer. Ooh, you deserve a merit badge.
And we deserve you can check us out
You can check us out at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. On Facebook, we give away free games every week. Yes, we finally gave away another free game. My God, I'm running late on that. But www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer. Also, on Twitter, you can... message us at Guys Games Beer. Notice that there is no and. Of course, we're on Twitch, www.twitch.tv/guysgamesandbeer, where every Tuesday at 6 p.m. CST, you can come down and abuse the living crap out of us. Yeah, we like that. By the way, thank you to all the YouTubers who have been commenting. We really do appreciate it. No, really, I do. I know that didn't look real good, but it's only because I'm kind of buzzing. We really do appreciate it, and thanks to all of our Facebook folks as well who have been commenting and making things so much fun. From Drunken Larry and all the crew, I thank you for watching Guys, Games, and Beer. We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Happiness in.
Adios.
You guys on Twitch will probably still be around for a few minutes while Ben and I sneak out.
We're going to jerk each other off.